Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. Thank you for joining us here at the Empowering Ourselves radio show. I am your host, Kelaine Greenwood, your urban life coach. This is the show where we promise to always bring you empowerment from some of today's most gifted and inspiring minds, discussing topics and ways to live inspired and encouraged, purposeful lives. So please sit back and relax and enjoy the show. Hello. Excuse me, everyone. Hello, everyone, and welcome. Thank you for joining us here. This is the Empowering Ourselves Together Talk Radio. So all of you that join us every week, we got great, I'm getting a little tongue-tied here, but a lot of people is listening to the show, so thank you for being so, getting tongue-tied, but thank you for everyone listening to us. I'm your host, Kelaine Greenwood, the Urban Life Coach, and as we always like to say, and what this show is about, it's about taking control of our lives, you know, learning to take control of our lives, you know, and live the best life we can, and, you know, and be the best person we can be, you know, the best version of ourselves. And that sounds good, but we all know it's hard work, you know, to reach our dreams and, you know, get the life we want. But that's why we have this show, and we have the guests here, and they're trained and they're experts in different areas that make up our quality life. So this is what the show's about, getting tips and techniques on how to close the gap and overcome some of them obstacles that's stopping us from doing that, you know. And also the show's about, you know, putting meaning and purpose in our life, you know, learning how to do that, learning how to have a higher meaning for our life. You know, this show's about a lot of things, kindness, love, gratitude, you know, all that good stuff, because we all are on this journey. We have our personal journey, but we're in it together. So that's why the show's name is Empowering Ourselves Together Talk Radio, and I am the Urban Life Coach. And so you guys sit back, enjoy yourself, get a pen and a piece of paper so we can grow together, learn together, and, you know, just, you know, have a good time and have a good life. Okay, today our guest is Nancy Byron. Okay, before we get into her background, you know, her background bio, we labeled this episode title Choices, okay? And she'll let you know what Choices is and how we came up with that title. Actually, it's the name of her book. I'm going to go ahead and throw you that. But she'll let you know why she came up with Choices a little bit later. But I'm going to get into the background bio of our guest here, Nancy Byron, Arthur Nancy Byron, okay? She's our guest expert. So welcome her. Give her a warm welcome. Okay, here we go. She's the host of her own show called News for the Soul Radio. She's a motivational speaker. Okay, and if I make any mistakes here, she will correct me when we get into talk here. Okay, because we really want to hurry up and get this done so we can get to the good stuff and have some fun on the show. But she's the host of her own show called New Soul Radio. Soul Radio, a motivational speaker. She's certified spiritual psychic reader. Arthur, she's a psychology major. She majored in psychology at the University of Colorado, okay? So, you know, she pretty much knows what she's doing. She worked with adolescents in the hospital, okay, and also in the women's support group program, a lot of things. She's helped a lot of people, a lot of brokenness. So we're just going to go over a couple of few places and a few hats she's wore. Rape Crisis Center. She's worked with that. You know, so some pretty, you know, broken people here. Victim Services. She was a director at the Victim Services. I think that was at a police department, you know, for victims. And she could tell you a little bit about, more about that. She was a counselor. Worked, you know, a high-risk shelter with adolescents, you know. And also she taught at a college. So, you know, she has a great heart for helping people, listeners. So that's what we want to get. So she has a lot of wisdom. And I hope everyone gets a lot out this show, because we all have been, you know, hurt before. If you haven't been hurt, you're not human, or, you know, you're still a little child. You haven't been nowhere. So also Nancy Byron states, it's my soul's desire to give back to the universe and to serve by assisting others on their life journey. Isn't that beautiful? That's real beautiful, and her work is showing that. So let's hear from Nancy, and everyone give a warm welcome, and let's have fun on the show, but also let's listen and really try to take in some of this. And my hope is for everyone here to leave more empowered and more uplifted after this show, okay? Hello, Nancy.
How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm doing good today. I'm in a good place. So, those are a lot of titles and a lot of hats that you wore. And I noticed the theme of a lot of help you give to others. And the help is you're a caring person. You nurture, and that's wonderful. So can you let the listeners know a little bit more about what you do and who you are?
Well, I think as the title of the book Choices says, that we all have choices to make. And as a child, I grew up in a very abusive family, and it just really bothers me to see other people suffering and in pain. So I guess I just chose to try to alleviate as much of that as I possibly could. My heart especially goes out to, you know, innocent children, and being a female, I guess I can relate to women, too. I've counseled so many women that think that, you know, everybody's lives are more important than theirs. Everybody's, you know, desires and hopes and dreams are more important than theirs. And
mm-hmm.
even when, you know, our inner guidance is telling us that we have to take care of ourselves, sometimes we, you know, we literally place ourselves in harm's way just so that we can, you know, gain acceptance from another person or not hurt the feelings of another individual. You know, many times it's a person that thinks they know more about what is better for us than we do, or who just plain feels that their needs override our needs and our values. And I think that one of the biggest choices everyone, you know, no matter what stage of your life you're in, needs to make is that to thine own self always be true. And you have to love yourself, and you really have to take care of yourself and do what's right for you before you actually can help anyone else. I think lots of people in the helping professions go into helping others so that they won't have to look at the mess their own lives are in, you know? And it makes you feel so important, like you're really contributing something of value, you know, to others. So we all, I believe that our lives are formed on basically the choices that we've made.
Yes. Yes, I agree. I definitely agree. We all have choices, and there's... there's a cause and effect. You know, there's, you know, each choice you make, you know, is a ripple effect, you know, and takes us down a certain path, it does something. So, you know, hopefully, you know, everyone, we make the right choices, and that's why, you know, we come to this show, and I would like everyone to believe this is the reason of the show, is so that we can make empowering choices, you know, have empowering minds so that, you know, the choices we make are empowered and lift us up and lift others up, you know, and that's why we come to people who can help and who can teach, you know. So, and another thing, Nancy, I just want to commend you on the work you do. I really do. We've never formally met in person, but just by the work you do, you've contributed so much, and I know you've helped a lot of hurting people, you know. And if no one ever says that, I mean, but as you said in your statement, you've already changed the world, because I know you've changed someone's life, and that's enough. You stepped out of yourself, and you've took on the uniform as a light giver, as a champion, and cared about people, and that's what it's about, you know. As I said in the beginning, you know, it's about love, kindness, and gratitude. Also, you know, the show, it's about, you know, everyone can, you know, I truly believe, Nancy, you know, there's a saying, a dog can take care of their cubs, of their family, you know, and we're more wiser than dogs, animals. Animals do that. But it takes, you know, people with a higher consciousness, a higher mind, to come out of themselves and care about others, not just their family, but other people, you know. And I was listening to the speech today of Obama, and, you know, basically it was something he said that struck me. And he basically said, you know, where we're at, you know, it's about helping people, because, you know, we stand on the shoulders of others. We're, you know, we're such a great country, and we have what we have because other people gave, other people helped. It was something he said to that effect. He said it a little better, but how can we not help other people when we're here because of help, because of love, you know?
Exactly,
And I truly believe and know, you said it makes you feel good to help people. It surely does. I mean, and like you said, you feel important. It feel like you gave. So, you know, listeners out there, you know, I know a lot of you care about your families and your children, but think about if you went out your way to, you know, care for someone, you know, whatever their need is, and you help supply that need for that person, it'll make a big difference in their life, and I guarantee you, you'll feel good. And that's what the world's about, helping one another, and that's what Nancy does and did. And thank you for that.
You're very welcome. And I think that when you do help others, you know, I honestly feel that I received so much more than I ever gave. You know, you really do.
Yeah. I know that to be true, especially on the inside, it's like the love you get makes you stronger of a person, because, you know, that energy and that love enables you to have a higher quality of life, enables you to experience ecstasy. You know, that's what I discovered. The more you care about people, and the more you give, and the more you focus on others, you're able to live in the energy that negativity can't touch. Fear can't really touch it, you know, because of that aura you surround yourself with. And that's the gift that we get from God, I truly believe. You know, some of the scriptures.
I believe that.
Some of
yeah,
the scriptures
that's what
say,
I believe.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I think that's why we came equipped with a human body. You know, we're really not physical beings. We're spiritual beings in a human body. And, you know, just to people hardly listen to each other anymore in this
yeah.
time and, you know, age. But so who's going to listen to a spirit, you know? So I think that we came with human bodies because there's so much more we can do. You know, a spirit can't wipe the tears off of a child's face. It can't build, you know, a shelter for homeless women. It can't, you know, there's so much a spirit can't do because it doesn't have a body to do these things, but a human body can do all of these things and more. And I really believe that the more you do, the more you're able to do. And it's so, it is just so gratifying to see, you know, when I worked for Commerce City in the Victim Services Department, I remember I had this newspaper man write an article about the victims, and he told me to write 5 little stories about what they had gone through, and I did. Oh my gosh, you would not believe, we probably got about $64,000 to help, you know, the families out there. Every child got, you know, new shoes and new socks and a warm jacket. And when I went to this lady's house, you know, with boxes and boxes of groceries and stuff, she was in tears, and her little girl says, because it was Thanksgiving and there was a turkey, and the little girl goes, "Oh, look, Mama, the turkey came."
Yeah.
And my other advocate looked at me and said, "Boy, is she right about that."
Wow.
So it's just amazing. It's just to be able to, you know, for people to respond. And this one couple, even, he wanted to meet me, and we met at his church. And he and his wife had been planning a vacation for years and years, and they decided that when they read the article about all the people that needed help, they just gave me a check for $5,000.
Wow. See, some people are always watching, and that's one thing that I try to let people know. When you're doing good, people love to do good. That's why people donate to charities. Even
mm-hmm.
if, you know, we're not living how we should live, everyone, you know, every now and then, even the hardest of person has a heart, you know, and we love to help, you know, and someone was watching and see the work you do. Nancy, I want to let the listeners know about your book, but first let them know how you empower others, how you empower people.
I try to let people know what absolutely amazing and phenomenal human beings they are. And you think that, you know, God, Spirit, whoever you believe in, you may put us here all for a reason. We all have some, you know, some special gift to give to others and to help others. And I think so many people just don't see it. You have to really, I truly believe that you have to feel good about yourself before you can really, you know, really help other people out. And so many people just have no confidence. They think they're worthless. They, you know, and I was there. I remember thinking that I didn't even deserve to breathe the same air that other people breathed.
How did that change? And how does a person, let the listeners know, how does that change? I mean, how did that change? How did you change the way you believed about yourself? And let the listeners know on what they can do, you know, to feel good about themselves and love themselves. There's a lot of people out there like that.
Well, I think the main thing that really happened to me is when I was 10 or 11, we lived across the street from a Catholic church, and my dad was just, like I said, really, really abusive, and he raped me since I was like 2 years old.
Wow.
And I had been praying and praying and praying to God to please let me die. And anyway, Dad went out to the bars, and so I snuck out of the house and went over to the church, and it was in Rocky Ford, Colorado, so they never locked the doors there, and went up to the front pew, and I was sitting there, and it was totally dark except somebody had lit, you know, there were two penance candles on the altar. And I was in tears, and I was just telling God that, you know, there are so many people that want to live, and they die. And I was begging him to let me die, and why was he making me live? And I felt a hand on my shoulder, and I thought, oh, no, it's the priest. He's going to take me home, and then I'm going to get beat up for running, you know, for sneaking out of the house. And I turned around, and there wasn't anyone there. And when I turned back to the altar, it was all lit up. It was this really just warm golden glow, the whole altar. And it was just like, I just really believe that Spirit imparted to me that he had given me the most valuable gift anyone could ever receive. It's the gift of life. And you decide what you're going to do with your life. You know, Spirit gives you this wonderful gift, and what you make of yourself is your gift back. But I was so embarrassed. I felt so ashamed. It was like, your God had given me this wonderful gift, and I was throwing it back in his face and saying, I don't want it. Take it away. Why are you making me do this? And so I just ran out of the church and ran home. I figured that, you know, even God wouldn't follow me to my home. But there are a lot of other things in my life, I think, that Spirit just, I was so down and out. I think the Spirit just took, I don't know, I think he loves and cares about everybody, but I think the Spirit just always let me know that I was loved, and by God. You know, you don't need to be loved by anybody else. If Spirit God loves you, you know, that's all you need.
Oh, okay, when you say Spirit, let the listeners know exactly what you mean by Spirit. When you say Spirit,
I use the term Spirit, you know, because, most religions say that the Spirit of God lives within you, and I don't want to prophesize or talk about, you know, Jesus or Buddha. It's just whoever you believe in. I believe that, you know, all paths lead to the right place. And as long as we're doing the very best we can, and we believe. So when I say Spirit, it's Jesus, it's Buddha, it's what you call the divine, it's the Holy Spirit. It's just, for me, lots of people get offended. And we worked with a lot of Jewish people, and they don't believe in Jesus. So you don't want to turn people off. You know, it just, I feel like there's a message that, you know, that Spirit, that, you know, God, whoever, you know, this amazing divine forces that breathe the breath of life into you. And I just want to deliver the message. I don't want to antagonize anyone or get someone upset if I say the wrong name.
You know, I've been learning, and I feel you, even doing this show, because I meet people from all different backgrounds and stuff like that. You know, and you know, everyone is on their journey, and I just truly believe, and I, you know, what people are working out for them and their journey and their discovery of themselves and who they are in this world and how the divine plays in their life is their path, you know. And I feel you. I try to stay out of all the negative, you know, rants and stuff. But we have a few minutes left. Time is going by fast, 25 minutes. Let the people know the name of your book and where they can pick that up at with a couple minutes.
The name of the book is Choices, and Spirit gave me that title when I wrote the book. You can get it at Bellboa Press, Barnes & Noble, or Amazon.com, or you can get on my webpage and order it from there. The webpage is www.choices-nlb.com. And so if you want to
let
find out
know
any...
a little bit the message of the book real quick. Let them know the message.
The message is about listening to your own inner guidance, you know, that spirit that's inside of you instead of, you know, just to everyone else around you. Only spirit knows what's best for you. Other people don't. They don't live your life. They don't feel your feelings. They only know what you tell them. And it's also about remembering who you are and choosing to be that person again. You know, you're just not a mere physical being that has to suffer. If you ask, I honestly and truly, at least it's been my experience, you do receive. You can do miracles. You can do anything.
Right.
If the Spirit of God lives in you, then, you know, you have access to everything.
Yeah, we are divine. We're truly.
We are.
From
if we knew who we were, we would never doubt ourselves.
Was created. You know, so we are. Truth creation is divine itself. Can't nobody argue with that. Okay, what's one simple thing that the listeners can do? Your last word on one thing they can do to help empower themselves, and last words, it's all on you. Give encouragement to the people and let them know one thing they can do, Nancy, before we go.
Okay, just please, we all have inner guidance because Spirit wants us, God wants us to be happy and successful and prosperous and healthy in life. Listen and trust that inner guidance because it's the voice of God. It truly is.
How does a person listen? Like, say a person never really listened. Real quickly, how can you give them a tip on how to listen better?
I think that's a problem. We don't listen because we're scared. We think we have all the answers. I think you have to be still and go within. And it's not necessarily meditating. Just call out and you know, just you don't just talk to God, you know, on Saturday or Sunday. You've been given 365 days to live your life every year that you're alive, you know, 24 hours a day. I think we should give back to Spirit a little bit more than 1 hour on Sunday or Saturday or something
yes.
like that. If you had a best friend, you would talk to them on a regular basis. You wouldn't just go to some place and just talk to them for, you know, an hour. And you would want to be with them. You want to talk to them. You value their friendship. And that's what we need. We need to form a relationship with Spirit.
Yes. You know, and that's what it's all about. And that's taking control of our life. That's what I'm working on in my life. And the people that I work with and counsel help, you know, we counsel each other, you know, because we're in this together. You know, so when I work with people and I let them know how my journey's going and it's about going inside. And as we go inside, we find strength. And I truly know that strength comes from, you know, down deep. You know, and it's not of ourself, you know, and it's the divine spirit, you know, and, you know, so everyone, you know, take control of your life. That's it. That concludes the show. So everyone, please start taking control of your life. Do something. Don't just let life take control of you. Nancy Byron, thank you. Coming on the show, and keep up the good work you're doing, helping each other. You are an angel on this earth for a lot of people. Okay.
Oh, thank you
and
for having me
that.
On your show.
And everyone, please go and check out Nancy Byron. Her website is www.choices-nlb.com, and get that book, man. You know, you heard what she's offering, and upload it with the show. We'll have our social media up there with the show. Also, the show's social media. You can download us from iTunes. Support us and the guest by liking us everywhere, sharing us, and following us, and all the good stuff. Live empowered, inspired, everyone. Stay encouraged, full of hope. Love y'all. The Urban Life Coach signing off.